You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. Are you confused? Because I'm confused.
I'm very confused, but if you want to find out why I'm confused, then you can subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes, speaking of the patrons, since we are here, the only thing we actually have on the docket, ready to go. Are you ready for this, Swabs?
Yep.
Is our patrons.
Nice,
and by
let's
on
go.
The docket, what do I mean?
Things that we're going to talk about because
Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank Awesomeness, Caleb Raz, Digitose Paint. Your boy Hunt Dan Young, Slug, everyone, thank you so much.
Nice. A little bit of self harmony there.
It hit and then it hit, you know?
Yeah. And then it just kept on hitting. I feel like you may have forgotten about something that's very, very big that's happening next week. Yes. Did you forget about something? Are we supposed to talk about this thing, or is the next set of people talking about this?
Are we talking about esports? Or are we talking
yes.
about? Well, no. I think we have enough. I think the 6th is April 6th, I believe. So I think
it's nine days as of recording. We do have one more episode.
And I know what you're talking about, Wabs, because for those who don't know, our episode on the 7th of March is the only thing you need to listen to before that tournament.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I still want to talk about it. I want to go over our prior rankings and be like, you know
Wabs,
what? Revisit.
You know what's even funnier?
What?
You know who's doing the episode next week?
Who is? No way. Are we doing this episode next week?
Well, okay. So, Wabs, I don't know if you know, but you weren't originally scheduled to be today. I don't know if you figured that out.
Oh
yet.
My God. I was so right. I'm so happy that this happened. Got Mandela.
Why are you so happy? Okay, explain.
So I was freaking out with Cursor for, I think I freaked out over the pre-show last week as well during this, where, and I think I brought it up last, like in the main episode, but I was 100% getting Mandela affected like really hard because I remember very specifically after we did the... No, both before and then the week after we did, and I think another time later in the month, we did our special episode, the one at the beginning of this month. I looked at the schedule that had been posted, and I was like, wow, I'm only on this one, and I probably don't exist until after the show, so I kind of want to get some thoughts out, maybe think if we have time afterwards to get like a real prediction or... get some thought, because I'm kind of off for 4 weeks and I don't know the last time that's happened, but cool, that's actually kind of fun. I'll have lots of stuff to listen to because, you know, then I have other people talking instead of me and it'll be new things. I remember very specifically doing that multiple times and just double checking because I was like, that's a long break, I need to make sure that I'm not missing this up. And then last week, exactly 7 days ago, I look, or I get the message from you being like, hey, you and Cursor are on this week. And I was like, wait a second, how did this happen? How am I on? I'm not supposed to be on. And then go back, I check, I scroll all the way up to the schedule
March,
that you sent me, the March schedule. I'm like, oh my God, how did I miss three different weeks that I was on? I thought I was only on the first week, but I'm actually in the last two as well. What happened? Am I... like forget remembering wrong. Did something change? I looked at the like to see if you had edited the message. It didn't show up in Discord as edited, so I don't know how that happened. And I was like, wait, what's going on? How do I? What happened here? Tell me what happened.
Okay, so you were originally scheduled. So on the original schedule, it's showing that you're with me on the 7th, right?
Uh-huh.
You're there last week, and then you're here this week, okay?
That's now, the original schedule?
No. That's what was on the schedule. Now, if you... I do not know where this was posted, okay?
Okay.
However, right after... I said, hey, let me double check. I need to find this here. So right after, if you look specifically when I sent you the March schedule, so this is already like this is February, this is mid-February, mm-hmm. right? So this mm-hmm. is a month mm-hmm. and a half ago. What's the message right under there?
March 28th would be Messi instead of you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the actual schedule is today, it would have been Messi.
Okay.
So you're with me there that far? Okay.
I think now I'm okay. So yes, that I do remember and being like, wow, that's because I didn't look at that that message. But I also remember on the 21st, I think I remember seeing Messi's name.
Okay,
instead of mine.
So no, 21st was always Wabs. I never switched that schedule. However, okay, I specifically remembered doing this typo, and there was a part of my brain that's like, I should probably resend the whole schedule because something like this is gonna happen. And I was right, but I'm like, whatever, okay. I didn't do it. I didn't send a new schedule. And then so what happened is I think it was yesterday because of this fear. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just had a feeling, okay? I'm like, I don't know if Messi will be able to make tomorrow. Plus, just like Wabs, he probably ignored any of the messages that I also sent him because I also reminded mm-hmm. him that this was switched. Mm-hmm. And he probably doesn't know he's recording tomorrow. So I thought I'd send him a message, right? Just to be sure here, okay? And then I sent it. And then the response was, wasn't it you and Wabs tomorrow? Anyway. It's all good. I'll just know in the future to resend the whole schedule and delete that message.
Yeah, please do that.
That will be the way to do it. Now, here's the thing, though. Like Messi said, he literally just started working overnights. So I was okay with giving him the week off here. Mm-hmm. I think also last month he did an extra episode just because he felt like it. So I didn't have too much problems with this. However, I am real. Like when I sent that thing, where did I send it here?
Which one?
From like literally our most recent messages.
Yes.
When I said, would you be fine with the recording tomorrow with me? That was implied that you weren't on the schedule. That's why I said,
I was wondering why you worded it like that. I was like, that seems like a little bit weird.
So there you go. Now
weird,
all the pieces
you know
are
what?
Coming together. There you go. Okay. Does that make sense, Babs? So
yeah,
I was,
this makes sense.
I was at you've been... You volunteered today, okay? Not unknowingly to you, but that's why it was weird wordly.
I've been coerced into volunteering. This feels...
No, if it was like if it was actually your day, it would have just been like, you're recording with me tomorrow, be ready, or something like that, right? But the wording... Anyway, here's the assumption I'm making, is that everybody knows this mix-up, but no, it's just me. It's
yeah.
Anyway, I think
only
it's really
person.
Funny that I predicted this like a month ago, and I'm like,
you
this
predicted
is something
it and
that's
then did nothing
back.
To change it.
No. Uh-huh, I gave uh-huh. both of you the autonomy to see if you read that follow up message. Neither of you read it. Okay.
Oh, I read it. I responded to it.
You read it.
I
both
forgot.
Of you read it, responded to it, and then forgot a month later. That's fair.
Yep.
Because of that, our lovely listeners get to hear this rant, which I think. If I were to take the whole of what we just talked about, I think just the fact that we get to share the story is worth it. You know what
absolutely
I mean?
Worth it.
As Wabs is secretly like, I could have had a day off. No, that's fine.
I had Wabs... the day set aside anyway. It's fine. Would it just been more TFT and Rocket League?
TFT? Are you big back in TFT now? or what?
There's a new set, and a lot of people are not enjoying the set. I think it's fun, and I get to run the same comp every time. It's great. I found a couple of dumb comps that are just like Unga Bunga. Throw the big boys in the back line, and then I sit and watch, and it's great.
Amazing. No, that's fun. Speaking of Rocket League, how's your most recent Rocket League? How be the things?
So me and Elias have been playing at roughly the same times, often.
Excuse me. I'm not gonna say it. Those who heard it. Continue.
Okay.
Well, I was gonna do the teacher thing, and then I decided not to do the teacher thing.
Oh, yes.
Got it.
That's so fake. That's fake language. That's fake language. Me and Elias have been playing at the same times, and every so often Elias would just send me over an invite, and I'm like, you know what, bet down. I get an invite, wow, I'm probably accepting it.
All right, new duo, best duo NA. What's up?
So about that, what I'll say is that Elias is just an incredible carry. Great. He does so much for me. I think I've been above in points on like two or three games out of the 40 that we played. And very much I'm not playing well during them. And I know that. And Elias still comes back and is like, you know what? We'll run it back. We'll do it. And Elias is just a saint for that. But what I've found, and just looking back on it, is that I think I'm really bad playing with people on a team. And I don't know what about it is. Maybe Elias will be able to tell you.
Before you continue that thought, I just want you to know that where you paused all three times, I thought was hilarious. So
all of them are
so
true.
I could clip without you. It could be, I'm really bad. All right. And then just
really
pause,
bad
like,
playing.
That could just be the clip. And then playing. I'm really bad playing. And then I could just go, I'm really bad on a team. You know, I could flip all three of those. But continue. Yes. Explain. Will Elias know why you're so bad?
Hopefully. I hope that Elias will know why I'm so bad. And I think that what Elias is doing, and the reason that Elias keeps on inviting me, is that I am the weights that Rock Lee takes off in Naruto for Elias. So when
is
he gets
Rock
into
Lee, or is this Goku? All right,
or Goku?
Best?
Take your choice
best,
there.
You know? Who wore it best?
Yeah, who wore it best? Or Elias?
I think.
And
yes.
And I am those weights. So when he goes into doubles or into threes and just or into ones, because Elias has been doing a lot of ones. The weights are off, and Elias is free to do everything he wants and carry the game. And his teammate probably won't just miss the ball all the time. And he'll probably be so happy, and it'll be great. But somehow, because Elias is amazing and carrying me through so much stuff, and just like performing to insane degrees, because he's going to want me to say this, he does make mistakes every so often, far less than I do. But he makes mistakes, so he's not a perfect player. He's just a good and incredible player. But because he does this, we usually go on like a 5-game losing streak and then win 5 games in a row, and we end up being fun. Even. And that's just how our sessions have gone.
As long as
we go on a losing streak.
In the last 5, I think that's great.
Yeah, like I think we've had one session where we didn't go even. And that was the last session when we played 3 games and we won 2 of them.
So I have 2 things to say here. One, can you quickly look at the note and what I wrote for this section? Because I want you to laugh very slightly. Would you like to read that for our listeners here?
That's perfect. Wav is being carried by Elias, but is humble enough to admit that he makes mistakes.
There you go.
Yes.
The second thing is, I'm curious, because you're playing duos specifically, right? So
yeah, it's duos.
I'm curious if you guys just like to like drain all the fun out of the game and just slow it down, or if Wav's your style is completely like devolved from what it used to be. Or evolved, I guess, you know, depending on if you're a Flakes fan or not.
In threes, I'm far more Unga Bunga. I just go for ball because what I've realized in threes, especially solo queue, is that if you're I realized this a long time ago, but I've started to actually implement it. If you think and have a brain, it's probably worse for your team until like SSL.
We had this, like, we're talking about maybe trying to get some of the YouTube shorts and like Instagram things going on again. And now I just want to do like 6-second clips of just Wabs, just like, but like without context, just one after another. You know what I mean? Just really, really like bring your reputation out. Continue.
My best of one-liners. So yeah, if you have a brain, it's a mistake, and you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't have a brain.
And the reason specifically that it's bad, and this is important, is that if you have a brain, then what you tend to do is slow the game down or be like, you know what, I have intentional shots, my teammates are probably doing the correct thing, and I'm doing, you know, I'll take advantage of that, try and play it around them, like play it around the opponents and get another touch or something. In threes, you can't do that because your teammates are expecting you to just hit the ball as hard as possible every single time in the direction that you're going with no intention. You just hit it. And they're playing around that. So the moment you do something correct, they're in the wrong position because they're expecting you to not do something correct. And they don't, like, and nobody in threes will actually figure out what's going on and how to change what they're doing and rotate a little bit different, to be like, oh, this person's going to do the right thing and play it around and play it a little bit slow, so I should play for a 50, like maybe play for a low 50 or play for the back wall or something like that. No, they're just going to go to corner. They're just going to be like, okay, it's going to bounce off corner because this person's hitting the ball as hard as possible. And if you don't do that, you get scored on far more often than you're going to get scored. You're going to get goals. And I've started to realize that, and that's granted, this is as a one position, just going in, diving at the ball, being the person on the play. That's just kind of what happens. And, and I don't know why. Like, I really don't.
When threes, you just, I think it's like you allow yourself not to think. I think that's really it. I think that's the secret.
Yeah. You do allow yourself not to think when you're in threes because you're like, oh, there's definitely going to be a backup. There's somebody
behind. Caveat here about, I need to think of a clever part of to play like Flakes or not to play. There you go. I just really want to say, like, to like this kind of reading your teammate thing as well. Like, I'm just gonna do an anecdote because I'm coaching like the soccer team right at my school, and I think one of the most hilarious things that I saw is like there's a trial and we're doing like a scrimmage, right? And there is there's people who do no look passes. And the other person just isn't there. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? And then, like, I told him, like, you haven't played with these people for 20 years. Like, they have no idea what you're doing. Okay, you can't just assume they're gonna do that. So I thought I'd bring that into here. But I think it looks even funnier when it's like so blatant. Like, I think maybe one of the most annoying things about like when things are like disjointed and don't work out in Rocket League when you're playing with strangers is that they're like slightly off. You know what I mean? Like usually when you're playing, it's like it's only slightly off that makes it even like harsher of a mistake. But I think you'd just laugh if it was like completely off. Like, they did things that you just like, when we say like, oh, you did something we didn't expect, it's more like you did something that's like 10% different from what we expected in a Rocket League game. Mm-hmm. But like if people actually did like 70 or 80% different from what you expect, it wouldn't be that bad because you just play a little more cautious. And you'd probably be more aware of their play that way, right? But because they do it 90%, you start expecting it, and then all of a sudden they let you down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of exactly it. Like, somebody goes for a dribble, you're like, oh, everybody here just immediately flicks. They keep the dribble and go for a 50, and then you're like, wait, I'm already in the air pre-jumped.
And you know, it's that thing where like if you play like with silver players or bronze players, right? You kind of just have to forget about everything you know and just try to skill move on. Like, you know what I mean? Or just try to do all the things as best as you can, and like ignore the idea of rotation or anything else. You just it's your ball and you do what you want with it.
Yep. And then I think that's the weird thing about how I play, because as I've said multiple times, and this is still true somehow, I'm not a mechanical player. I'm not nearly a mechanical player to my level. And that is really bad.
I'm not a mechanical player, nor do I know how to play with my team. And having a brain is done. I just want to put all these in a clip, like, together. Yep. Continue.
That, if you want to know how I play, that's exactly it. Like, it's very easy to understand. I'm a great player. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, conceptually, I think what's great is my idea of how you play Rocket League has just greatly changed over the last, like, 4 years. You know what I mean? It's just, like, continuous evolution. And I think, like, there's a big switch when you were actually, like, the Brock Esports captain, like, B captain. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big switch for you, because you were kind of forced to play a position you didn't play before. But I think you also realized you were forced to call as well, which kind of puts you in a different mindset, you know?
It does. And then just
actually to that, it's like if you remember from the time you were calling, like, the idea, like, to me, what pops into my brain is the idea of, like, having a plan is better than not having a plan. So the fact that you're kind of like calling the shots, I feel like would help you against teams that are the same level. Do you agree with that? Or did sometimes it just become like a disorganized mess because everyone was doing what you wanted, but too slowly?
Usually if people are doing what you want too slowly, it's actually really good for you.
Bad plan's better than no plan.
Yes. And the real reason that it's good is that as long as somebody doesn't whiff, which does happen, and you don't, whatever. At higher levels, then you really have to get mad about it. But if you're like lower than GC2, it really doesn't matter. They're probably not going to take advantage of it to such a like immediately score degree. And worst case, you're on defense.
The only reason someone whiffing is actually bad is if you've been faked out of your mind. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
As long as you were like somewhat reasonable with your positioning, it's probably not the end of the world. But I think.
Mm-hmm. So the real reason that it's bad is if both people get faked out of their mind.
Gotcha.
Because if one person is like playing the 50 and they whiff, then hey, look, that 50 just went dead. Who cares? I'm already here anyway. But if you're, you know, last line of defense on the back wall and you're like, I'm banging it out, got a hard clear, and one of your teammates is just rotating out for mid and the other person is I don't know, maybe in front of you had just challenge something, and they're both like around the mid boosts on either side, and you're like, okay, you're free, just hit it up, we're both gonna turn up because this is a super strong strong thing, and we'll figure it out once you get the touch, because you know we're not good enough until like high SSL to be like, I'm banging this left, I'm banging this right. You're not good enough for that. You're calling the bang and you're hoping you hit it. So if you call that, you're like, oh, bet, here, it's just going out. And then both teammates turn, and then you miss. And the ball slowly falls, and your teammates have, like, momentum in the other direction, and you're floundering up in the air, and the ball just bounces four times and slowly gets hit into the net. At that point, then it's bad. But if one of those people hard committed back and was like, you know what, if you pass it to my side, I'm okay with that, and they just have possession, then you're fine because they can go for, you know, just read it off the wall and then hit it hard and do something else. I don't know. But if both get faked, especially, and that happens a lot in comms, then you just kind of, then it's bad.
There you go. All right, Wabs, I have an idea for the second part of this podcast, but only if you have no ideas.
Go for it.
What do you think it's going to be?
What do you think was going to be?
A while.
Oh, the idea?
It's been a while. Yeah. It's very unoriginal.
I'm wondering which unoriginal idea we're using.
It's original because we have. Actually, I have another idea, which I've been meaning to do for a while. So actually, let's start with that. Start with that, because I think this is, as long as I get the right website for it, because. So.
Oh, I figured out what your unoriginal idea is.
What's my unoriginal idea?
I'm guessing it's questions.
Yeah, questions is my original, unoriginal idea. However, I would like to find the podcast reviews. So we're going to do that first. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's been a while since we've done that. Where are our podcast reviews?
Oh, while you're doing this reminded me. Because of that one review that you mentioned somewhat recently.
No, I don't think it's actually Karma. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. But it did remind me because, you know, he was like someone named Karma, potentially trolling. But
no, I think it was me. And I think I forgot. I think I thought it was funny like 3 years ago to put that. I think I forgot I put it.
And oh, that's so
it,
funny.
And now when I was thinking about it, like, I think I did that. I think that I thought that was funny.
Okay, but anyway, I was watching the women's thing that me and Cursor talked about last week, the Women's League in Rocket League. And that was actually like a really good tournament. It was a lot of fun to watch, a lot of decent teams overall, solid games, and the commentating and the play was just, it was a lot of fun to watch and see it go through. Plus they did a lot more interviews and it was a lot more player focused than I think any other professional esport thing that I'd seen, like not even just restricted to Rocket League, but Rocket League definitely included. Where there were interviews, there were pre-recorded messages, there were dual messages for some of them, like two people had recorded something together, two of the players, sometimes they were on the same team, sometimes they weren't. So all of this stuff really added to it, and I actually really enjoyed that, seeing the production quality of the tournament, and obviously it was Rocket League, it's professional Rocket League, like it's still gonna be good. They're all SSL players, so if you're, you know, anybody that plays the game, you'll enjoy it. It was good. I just wanted to mention that because Karma was also on there and had a little bit of a showcase. I think she was commentating for a bit.
That's, or hosting. That's fun.
Yeah. So that reminded me, and I just wanted to mention that.
So here's the funny thing: half the time when I show up on the Apple for the Apple like podcast reviews, I find the like actual new ones, and there's other ones that are like stuck in 2021. And there's just like a couple of reviews, and it hasn't updated since then. I don't know why there's a split here.
Wait, what do you mean?
Do you know Webs? Like where I can't see any reviews past 2021.
Is it because something switched, and they were reviewing technically a different one?
Yes, no. It's just random sometimes. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know if I can get the new ones. Maybe here, I'm gonna try on my phone. Okay, here we go.
Okay, do it. One thing that I'll go for a prior topic is finishing what I originally meant to say about me being a bad player in teams. Somehow got tangented away from it. Where I am now,
I'm getting my phone.
Don't worry, I'm just talking. Where I am now, what I've discovered with how I play is that I think I got too set in dumb no comms ranked threes rotation, and sometimes twos, like enough of twos, but specifically threes rotation, and going back to even where I was, what I was doing during my time of streaming, where I would just be like calling out what I was doing for the stream as opposed to any individual players. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not really thinking about it. So I really am happy that Eliza's been giving me the chance and just inviting me just specifically for that opportunity to be like, yeah, let's calm. Let's actually go through it and make those intentional touches in a weird way where the intentional touch is also called prior. So it's not just like, oh, let me re-panic, catch this ball at the last second because this person has done something, and like make the call ahead of time expecting what they're going to do and then committing to it fully rather than like to not mess up the teammate. Right. Because I've been focused on intentional touches in my threes, and in my solo games at least, where like, again, kind of a bad idea, but I'm not going to stop doing this because I think it makes me a better player, even if it doesn't reflect in the rank, where the intentional touches are the play, and trying to be like, okay, I'm going for going to wall here, going for a dribble, going for a bang, and why am I going for this bang? Because we don't have boost, or because they're pushed up too far, so this is always good. And then in doing that, it ends up being too late and I don't have to commit when I'm playing in solo, and I can change that at the last second. And sometimes changing that ends up being the mistake that it and makes me think too much. And if you're thinking too much, hey, look, you probably just messed up your touch. So making the decision early and then committing to it is something that I'm starting to practice again, through, you know, playing with Elias. And I think that's ended up being, or will in the future at least, end up being a pretty big positive towards my play. Just to finish that thought off.
No, beautiful. I'm going to call this the Wabs Ramble. Wabs Wamble.
Perfect.
Not a bad title for the episode, but is it good enough? all right, so we're going to go all the way back. We're going to do all the reviews that we got, okay? But I did find the longer list, the not three things list. So this is a review from February 14th, 2019. Okay.
So
for those who don't
okay.
know, that would have been a month and a half in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the Rocket League half of this podcast. What were we doing on the other half of the podcast, Wabs?
That would have been the big ASAP, the OG ASAP.
So we would have had the artifact in the same
feed.
That's hilarious. I like the laid back pro scene discussion. It keeps my interest because they don't go super deep on ultra obscure teams like other podcasts do. Well, wait till season three. and surprisingly, I really enjoy when they drop tips and have practical discussions on mechanics and tactics. I've implemented a few of their suggestions, such as breaking before starting aerial with too much speed. Keep up the great work. Do you remember that tip, Wabs?
That's a classic. That's one of the first ones that you did, isn't it?
But I believe, like, if anyone in Golden Plat, it's still golden.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You should 100% do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so you get used to it. I like that. I like that a lot. That's good. Mm-hmm. Look at that review. That was a solid review. Look at us. a lot of look at us. How do we get here in this episode, jokes? next one. Okay. So this one is from April 22nd, 2019. Okay. So almost
4 months and
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, informative RL podcast. I have not listened to much of their artifact episodes. But our episodes are fun and laid back. The episodes contain really informative tips to the pro teams and players. Their audio quality could improve. Yes, that was true.
I can't wait for the comments to change and be like, now it's awful. What happened? Oh, worst combo.
Oh, just wait. I will say all this. So both of these have been 5 stars. Yeah, I should say how many stars. Okay. Next one here. So 5 stars. This is from May 28th, 2019. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I recently started playing Rocket League a month or two ago, and I am obsessed. Found this podcast on Wim, and it's a good listen. Interested to hear about the pro and collegiate scene, as well as occasional tips they provide. Cheers, boys. Keep it up. This is a fun little trip down memory lane. Like,
yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff we did that was like different was the collegiate stuff early on, because we were just part of it, you know?
Yeah. If anybody is any of these comments, by the way, let us know. I want to hear what you think now.
It's all just Nictacular, okay?
It's all Nictac.
He just has different names. Okay. ready?
Mm-hmm.
Next one here. 5 star. The title's Lit.
Nice.
And this was June 11th, 2019. So this is, we're about almost a half year in. I've been playing the game for a very long time and it seems very fun to me in this podcast. It makes it a little more fun for me. Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Another 5 star. What's the Discord?
We were killing
Discord
it.
Could we play together?
Wasn't it super hard to find the Discord originally?
Hold on. I
remember a lot of people talking about that and that coming up very frequently, where it was super hard to find a Discord.
So There was a certain point where I think we weren't pushing the Discord as much. By the way, if you ever do want the Discord, just go to asapweekly.com. If you want any links, go to asapweekly.com and you'll find it, like an icon or a picture somewhere there. For both the podcast, the Patreon, I think we even have our merch store there, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think as well, this was when we're still doing Brock Esports. So I think I was just using that Discord server a lot. So I wasn't really working mm-hmm. with a new one yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
this Ness was hilarious. Okay, so next one's 5 stars, September 2nd, 2019. So this is like a 3-year gap, or no, 3-month gap here. Love this podcast. I like that there's no real topic.
Perfect.
I'm new to RL. This podcast has helped me a lot to help me get better. Keep up the good work, guys. I like that a lot.
That's exactly it. At least we kept the soul of the podcast the same. No real topics.
The soul has definitely not left. All right. Top notch podcast, 5 stars, September 26, 2019. These guys put in some serious time and effort making these episodes for us, from the nonsensical silliness between Flash, who's that guy, and Wabbits, to the extremely helpful tips and tricks from Combo. This podcast has it all. If you're trying to pass some time or work or get out of the scoops in Rocket League, you'll definitely come to the right place. I'm still learning new things through my 5th listen through. Whoa, I get his would rate 6 stars off the loud. Whoa. Well, we got a super fan here. Thank you so much. Don't worry. Okay. I know there's all five star reviews. Okay. But we're getting to the 1 star soon. Okay.
Oh, I'm perfect.
Just going in order here.
I'm going to say it. I still can't believe that Combo stuck with us for so long. Like, he managed to stay and deal, like, what is it? Live with the two of us speaking kind of through him for so long.
I think I said this before. I think, like, if Combo hadn't done the podcast or, like, joined the, like his Rocket League, like season of his life, shall we say, if we want to put it in those terms, it was done, you know.
Yeah, it was over by the time he started.
While we were like moving stuff, but then it like continued for a year and a half, I think, because we brought him in. All right, the definitive Rock Lee podcast, October 9th, 2019.
Man, we got a lot stars. Of comments on this.
Yeah, if you like the Rocket League at any level, this is the podcast for you. Host Flash, Wabbits, and Combo are skilled, knowledgeable commentators, bring everything up from tips, tricks, esports, and pro scene coverage, and having a lot of fun online. Seriously, check this out and join the Discord server to play some games with the whole gang. We have a great time. DM me. Who is it? They put their name here. Do you have a guess?
If they're really open to DMs, I almost want to say it's Cursor.
It is not Cursor. It is one of the OGs of OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's still on our Patreon somehow.
Oh?
Do you know who it is?
Is it Mike?
It's Young Slug Mike, yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
What a homie.
What a homie, what a guy. Next we got October 21st, 2019. Best Rocket League podcast, funny, useful information, and a great community all one. Boom. I love it. Next one here. I'm going to have you guess who it is after, okay? This was February 20th, 2020. So this is 1 year into the podcast, okay?
Okay.
These guys are awesome. Amazing engagement with the community, active Discord, and they really put attention in their podcast. Each show brings something unique. Flash brings inspirational comedic relief, not only with his play style, but with his witty banter. I got witty banter, apparently.
Nice.
Flash is also supportive and down to earth. I really appreciate his style and effort on this podcast. Wabbits is a generally agreeable host who has interesting insights into the RL esports scene. I'd like a bit more Rocket League tips, but he does know his stuff. Combo. Whoa, I feel like, did he do a sandwich
there.
On you here? I think he hit you with the sandwich here.
Yep, I got sandwiched.
Oh. Lazero and Combo were the sandwich. Combo, the man, the myth, the legend. Combo's an amazing human from what I know of him and has a natural charismatic ability that really shines in these podcasts. Voice ASAP and mechanically mediocre. Wow, we started mechanically mediocre that quickly. Wow. I would urge the host not to spread themselves too thin with too many projects. A very strong Rocket League following and amazing community. Props to you guys. Well, it wasn't a thing of spreading ourselves too thin at that point. I think it was just there was a natural time for that. Combo was slowly tailing out, I think.
Yep.
I don't think mechanically mediocre was the reason Combo stopped doing podcasts.
That was Combo reinvigorating the interest.
Yes. Who do you think that was from the OGs?
I don't even know. There are a couple options, but I don't think I can guess this one. That's too well written.
Starts with letter P there.
Is it Pawn?
It is Pawn. There you go. Then we got February 2nd, 25th, 2020. Only 5 days later, I get a very good 10 Flash wheezing out his own jokes out of 10. Perfect. I like when people do reviews like that, like where they use like random things. You know what I mean?
Whatever
like,
happened to the Flash wheeze? It died with Flash. We lost it at Flash.
I guess so. I started laughing with my gut. You know?
Yeah. there it is. Thanks for bringing it back.
there you go. Okay, now we got our first one star. You ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready.
So we have
this is what I've been waiting for.
Let's see if I can read this correctly. Okay, so this was okay, so we skip forward. What I mean is we skip forward. So we went from February 25th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to May 5th, 2021. Okay. Ooh, so a year and a half later,
all right.
No reviews. I don't know if that's a good or bad sign for what we did there, but
consistency. Nobody needed to say anything.
No one needed to say anything. So we have 5:30 p.m. There's a bunch of clocks, okay? And at different times, followed by the word stop as the title, the comment stop, and then a stop sign. One star.
It's time to stop. Beautiful.
What's that meme? What's that meme? It's like, stop.
I think, that's good. I like that one. That's a lot good, of clocks being good. Like, it's time to stop. It's done. It's over.
It is.
Little did
they
know.
I don't know if we're going to Q&A. I'm going to be honest. With the way these are going, this is fun.
Little did they know, 2 years later, we're still going strong.
We're still going despite...
We did not
2 years
stop.
Later, 2 years later from that point. Wow, look at us.
I know.
Yeah, can't stop, won't stop.
Nope.
More on that in the latest Rob and Kyle show. As to the future plans of the show, mm-hmm. We've laid out 10-year plans. I digress. Okay, next one we have February 11th, 2021. I don't know why these are not in order, but I'll continue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's confusing.
Maybe I want to say
yeah, well, I know, because maybe it's like related to the stars. I don't know. I'm going to continue. I'll keep saying the dates. People will follow.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do chronological, but who knows? Good show. It says stop saying right after literally every sentence.
Right? Oh,
right.
My.
So listen, right. Listen. I feel like yours is right and mine is listen. That's my go-to. The only reason listen has become a bit is because of Day 9. And he used to use it all the time when he was trying to set up a joke. People were like, listen. All right. And then he set up his joke. Next, we have May the 9th, 2021. Epic Rocket League podcast for any Gamger or Logger.
Logger.
I don't know what it means, but there you go. 5 stars. Epic.
Epic. I want to know what the logger is, but that's epic.
Because I don't know what was misspelled. Like, obviously the one before is gamer, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Let us. Okay. Next one, we have the December the 29th, 2021. Okay, we're getting closer here.
We're getting up there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good one. Someone always laughing in the back. And then once again, the comments, someone always laughing in the back.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me.
Okay. Much confusion, but sure. Here we got 4 more to go. Okay, we got a 3-star. Okay.
Oh, a 3-star? All right, the mid.
3-star. That's probably the most interesting rating out of all of these, I'm gonna be honest.
It is. That's well thought out. You know exactly what you're doing. I want to hear it. Let's see if they know exactly what they're doing.
So we'll see. This was November 19th, 2022. Okay, so we are close.
Ooh, all right, recent.
This isn't the most recent, but it is getting there. So 3 stars. The title is wow. Okay. The comment is 3 words. I want you to guess what the 3 words are.
Is it wow, wow, wow? Wow.
No.
I feel like you're going to get that if you listen back to it, but not many other people.
Anyway, listen. It starts with T-O.
Like two?
Yes, but it is... In the actual three words, it's going to be T-O-O. It's just grammatically spelled wrong.
Okay.
So it's T-O, but it should be T-O-O.
It's definitely That's much after that, but what... Or maybe little. Either much or little.
It's many. It's many.
Oh,
it's
many. Cooks.
Nope. Dang. That's not actually... That would be pretty clever. Too many cooks.
Right?
Yeah, too many people. Too many people.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. That's a clever critique in three words.
Was this when we were doing the formats?
I don't know. It's too... No. But if it was, this would have been clever. Too many what? And this is also spelt with two extra... It has two letter D's, but it should only have one.
What? I have no idea. What is it?
Ads.
Oh. Not enough ads.
If you want ad free, you can go to Patreon. No, I'm kidding. I think it's fair. Honestly, I've been looking at seeing... Okay, so with Red Circle specifically, I've been looking at actually at least getting rid of mid-rolls and seeing if I mask, get rid of mid-rolls, and then just do the pre and after.
Yeah.
Although, what I've recently found with podcasts, like, it's great when I'm in my car. Because my car has like the perfect skip button, so I hold it for literally like 3 seconds. It skips about a minute. Perfect. But yes, I think that's a fair critique. No, I definitely overloaded. Yeah. I definitely overloaded it with ads, like unapologetically. So I can see that. Next one here, we got June 18th, 2022. 5 stars. Love it. The comment is. Under the title is two words. What's under two words? What's two words here? I think love it.
It's got to be love it, right?
No, something different.
Oh man, why is it always something different? People, I see so many reviews of just being like the exact same thing as the title. Why are none of them the same thing as the title?
Oh, it starts with the letter V.
Very good.
There, perfect. You got it.
Got it.
All right, next one. June 15th, 2023. So this is... We're 2022? Really getting close, right? 2023.
I think you're wrong.
No, it's June 15th. No, June, January, sorry.
There you
January.
Go. I'm like, that's January 3 months. 15th.
January 15th, 2023. From the future. It's... I don't even know, but then it's I love America and then American flag. So there you go.
Hell yeah, brother. America.
And then last one from
the
January.
American podcast. Clearly America up here.
The last one here from January 30th, 2023 says, I like this podcast. This is a very good podcast. I'm play one and it gives me insight on what to do, such as break before aerial. What?
Oh, the classic. Throwback. It came back up.
Look at that. I didn't have a plan for this story, but I guess we did.
They knew.
We brought it back.
That commenter knew.
That's it. All right. We will hit you with a Q&A after this, but what do you feel about our reviews here?
I like that. What I really like is that the one that said somebody laughing in the back also gave it 5 stars, and that just makes me happy.
Hey, listen, we're not saying it's not a bug, it's a feature.
It's a feature.
Okay, we got a question from Jocks here that we're going to answer that I realize it's been pretty much 5 months since we actually answered Q&A. That's hilarious.
It's been that long?
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten like a million questions. I think we just did that one episode and then now we've been...
We still have to ask...
I kept making fun of Tim, so Tim stopped asking questions. Yeah.
We still have to answer Frank's question on a RNK at some point.
Yeah,
the good place one. I kind of want to rewatch that, but we have to have a plan because I do want to talk about this.
I need
this.
To watch the good place. I know what the reveal is at the end of the first season, but I need to actually watch it myself.
Okay, but I highly recommend. It's a very fun show. Good for philosophy and for not philosophy because it makes fun of it.
There you go. So. A lot of talk in the past couple seasons have revolved around how much better the players are getting mechanically and how the boundaries are still being pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Know that the mechanical skill we see today is the best we've ever seen. But has the game intelligence decision making increased on a similar curve, or have we become blinded by the shining glitter of ever increasing flashy mechanics?
I love this question.
I have an answer here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change. I really like this. It's very well thought out. let me just change it from Q&A to essentially, like, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Has the intelligence of the gameplay not kept up with the mechanic revolution? Is that essentially it, or am I wrong here?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it, and like how, but yes,
and why?
Yes, and we're gonna go through this. I have many answers.
Go. You go first.
Do you want to go first? Because I can give like the actual answer.
Oh sure. Okay. I think there is a certain level of play where the intelligence no longer matters. What I mean by that is I think every player is brilliant intelligently. But I think on the day of, it is what is your maximum ability? And the players are so good that I think it's almost like I don't know if this is like a fair analogy, but it's almost like, you know how there's like people talk about like different types of memory in psychology?
Like, no, I've like never heard about
how
that.
How you access memory, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And like you don't have enough time to go to your short-term thinking. I guess my analogy here, okay? Like you are literally, I think it's almost like a sense, like feeling your bones level at that highest level, you know what I mean? And some people are just playing better or worse, and whoever's feeling in their bones better wins. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say, like in terms of intelligence, it's like you can't break it down game, like during the game maybe a coach can tell you like certain things that are swinging one way or the other, so like you can adjust that for the next game in a best of seven.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it actually comes down to play inside the game, it's trickery, expectation, and execution.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so good. I'm gonna write that down. Sorry. I got a title for this episode. I'm so smart. Now let me expand on this idea that I've conceived.
Mm-hmm. Continue answer.
Continuing to know, I love this. This is great because I think this breaks down a lot of sports at the highest level, right?
It does. It does.
You're being tricky, right? So if you can be tricky or you can not be tricky, you can just play very consistent, or you can be purposely saying they're predicting that I'm doing this, so I'm going to specifically start doing something slightly different, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the trickery. Do I take the shot or do I keep bouncing off the wall? Do I go for the demo or do I pretend to go for the demo and then actually turn back right before?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I do the expected thing, right? So you're playing on expectations and you can involve trickery around that. And then execution is, are you doing the thing that you're intending to do to the best of your ability and not messing up?
Yeah.
And I think once you kind of combine all those, you have it. But it's, if I do like analogy to like anime real quick, or like the Art of War, it's less strategy, more tactics. Like adjusting tactics, if that makes sense, right? So if I think the difference between tactics and strategy, and we can have an argument about this, but for the sake of this particular explanation,
mm-hmm.
I think a strategy is a brand or plan. And I think tactics are a lot of little micro changes, right? The only difference is in Rocket League, your ability to do all those micro changes, it's like, it's not knowledgeable. You can't explain it in real time because of how quick the game is. But you could talk about it between games, but you can't really explain it in real time.
Yeah.
I think I lost myself a little there. Stick to the trickery, expectation, execution. Stick to what I said there. Okay, Wabs, what's the actual answer?
Okay. You were kind of answering it while keeping it outside of Rocket League, which makes it general and honestly fair. But the real answer for within Rocket League is that the mechanical skill has gotten to such a degree that Play developed to accommodate that. That's the real thing. And that's the most important thing.
Such a good way to put it. Okay. So everything I said, so before you continue on this rant, I really like what you said there. Everything I said is true in most high level like endeavors, right? But I think the difference with Rocket League specifically is that the amount of things we can possibly do within the small scope of the game itself creates that situation which you're talking about, where our mechanics are so exceedingly beyond and we're just adjusting to those, how good every individual player is.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing, where because of this adjustment to individual players, and like, yeah, because of the adjustment to individual players, it does two big things. It forces every single other player that's at that level to actually catch up and reach a base minimum that is a certain level below the highest. So it brings up the average and the lowest mechanical skill. You can see this with Garrett G becoming an incredibly mechanical player once and around the time that Energy started winning, like taking the world.
Because you either have to or you fall off. Like, that's it, right?
And that's exactly it.
I don't care how smart you are at the game. Yep. There's a reason Turbo is not on a team anymore.
And that's the other example I was going to bring up, or you become Turbo or kind of Rizzo in a similar way, where the mechanics didn't keep up and they, I don't know if they were grinding enough or whatever else, but there's a little bit of a complacency. K-Dop is another answer. There's a lot of things like this where there's a subtle complacency that's going on. And that complacency is, you know, still super high SSL, can almost exist in pro scene. But the problem is when you're at that level, you have to be improving disgustingly fast to even maintain, just because you have these new kids that are coming up even now, but like well after you even posted this, Jox, Zen has come up. Like, you were probably talking about First Killer. And First Killer is still incredible, still absolutely insane. Zen now exists and is doing so much more. And that has made Pogos become a mechanical possibility for everybody else, because they're like, oh, we have to think about this. And if you have to think about it in a defensive way, then you have to be able to do it to know what the possibilities are and then figure things out with that. So what?
And this is why... Mm-hmm. When you're in Platinum and someone goes upside down, everybody pretends that they're actually blocking a flip reset, but you know, 100 times out of 100, it doesn't go off. Continue.
Yeah. So it is that thing of expectation that you mentioned, but the thing of expectation is that the play has to adapt to what the mechanical ability is, which is why you see these rotating metas come so often. Where think back to the G2 era, where the demo meta or the breakout meta was so powerful because that was the counterplay to the demo meta. Was that the counterplay to the demo meta, or was demo the counter to the breakout? I don't remember.
At this point, that's another big thing. It's like we don't see larger meta shifts because they just happen too quickly.
they happen extremely fast.
To put it like we had a FOB back when was it Jake and who else was on that? Jake and was it James? No, am I going crazy? Anyway, hat, cowboy hat. Am I going crazy?
Oh my god, what is his name?
I cannot believe.
Why can't I remember his name? Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
We're terrible.
That's awful. Okay. That actually hurts.
It's not as bad as what I said on that episode. So relatively, you're good. Well, I guess I didn't say anything too bad. I just did the foot in your mouth moment. Anyway, but they were explaining, right, how they would, especially like last year where they had like a tournament every weekend, right? Like, or 2 years ago, right? It was just ridiculous. But what ended up happening is you'd be midweek in a tournament and you'd already be like essentially anticipating what a week and a half from then would look like how people would play at the bigger tournament. So in your grid, like your games that you're doing during the week, you're playing worse because you were preparing for like what you expected the meta to be then.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this continuous cycle. So
yeah. That actually is what I was mentioning for NA a couple, like month and a half ago, I think, maybe the at the beginning of the winter thing, like the winter split, where NA just feels weird. And I think the reason that it feels weird is that it's in a meta shift where the Genji has forced a like mechanical increase. And hey, look, we're back to the main question. That mechanical increase has then once again forced a meta change. And this meta change is the strategy that, that you see develop and that you're asking about, Jox, where what ended up, what I still think is very true, and you know, Messi confirmed on his side, as well as, you know, a better player. And I'm very sure this is still consistently happening and has been shown more often throughout the last couple tournaments, is that fakes became the thing. There was a lot more play around faking, and the exact reason that faking is so powerful and double committing on offense is so powerful is because you have to respect the player that's up for the initial shot, because they can just do anything with that ball. So you play around that first player, you have to commit to that, because if you don't, they will just beat you. And what ends up happening there is you force them to commit, high, low, I don't know, whichever one. But you, regardless, you force them to commit to the ball. That gets one player out, and then the defense is now shaky because one person's probably rotating because the speed of play is so high. So all of these small little things that are happening are massive meta changes that come about because of the quality of play and the ability of each individual player, where the mechanical stuff drives the rotational play and the intelligent play of the strategy to change to very subtle, but very noticeable if you know what you're looking for, ways, like in ways that are very subtle, but very noticeable if you know what you're looking for. And the thing about that is that it's progressively, oh God, I'm gonna explain this in math terms and it's probably gonna be confusing for most people, but to those who understand, you get it. And to those who don't, put it into Wolfram and you'll see what I mean. It is a sine x plus x. That's what it looks like what the strategy tends to look like. And what will happen is when you're at the top of the sine curve, like some teams will be at the top of the sine curve, and hey, look, you're here. You are the best player. You're the best team for the moment, and the other teams are either ahead of you or behind you. The first one to get there will be at the top, straight up, because that's how it works. Sine x plus x at the top of the curve, you're just going to be above. Soon, when the rest of the teams catch up to you, you have to develop the meta to change, whether or not you're the first person, like the first person to reach that height, or you're just the first person to surpass, and then you get worse. But the thing about you getting worse is that you get worse at a faster pace than their maintaining is. But once you figure out how this meta works, you get better and you overcome them. And then you become the new meta that everybody else has to figure out over the next 2 weeks if they can do it fast enough, or else they fall behind. That's what's always going on. And it does go up, but it goes up because the mechanical skill drives it and makes so much more available. And then even more so, it goes up, but it goes up in waves. And that's the problem. And that's why it's so hard to see. I think I'm kind of happy with that.
I think that's that's perfect. Let's go. Everyone, Google sine x plus x, which I was doing while Googling. I was talking.
Yep.
Or banging. Okay. Are you a DuckDuckGo guy?
No.
Anyway. I think we'll end with that. I think it's a great question. We don't need a full Q&A. That was just a great question on the podcast. And so thank you so much for that. I hope all of you have a good one. Apparently you're seeing both of us next week, yep. Unless Wabs is really mad.
I'm going to Mandela you.
or the special mini episode that'll be coming out in the next couple of days. Maybe that will be my ultimate joke for next week, to not have an episode, you know?
I'll decide. I'm down for that. It's up to you.
I'm down for that. If it's only like 15, 20 minutes. But I'm down for it, because then the preview for the only preview you get for the actual tournament
for the major
is the one we did. We did based on the icons, so that's, I think that's perfect.
Or you can do a fishy preview and decide based on that. For those who understand, you maybe will find out next week.
We'll see. Anyway, everyone, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we got that last question, like, really refreshed me. I really liked where we got with it. I like when we get there, you know. We don't always do, but sometimes I feel like there's a morsel of truth that we've uncovered, you know. Like a professor once said to me in university, you'll never finally get the answers you're looking for if you research all your life, but you'll ask much better questions. And I feel like through this better question, we got to maybe another better question. If your homework, should you choose to accept it, is the following. That thing that bothers you when someone does it, confront that person in a respectful way and see what happens. There you go.
Wow. All right.
That's... like, don't be around it. Don't be mean, mm-hmm. but like, confront it, you know, yeah, be clear as to what is the thing that is annoying you. Mm-hmm. And it can go terribly or it can go really well. Who knows?
This goes out to all the people with misophonia, apparently like 20% of the population who...
It was misophonia.
It's the one where you have hearing specific things, you know, does varying negative traits or has varying negative traits, usually just discussed at chewing noises is the basic one. But like,
interesting,
a very strong aversion. And then
this is not where I was going with this at all.
Oh, I know. I feel like, but...
you've completely, I'm off the rails here, but continue.
But it's one of them. Somebody chewing with their mouth open. So maybe somebody eating on in a Discord call or something. You're like, no, stop that. Please either mute or chew with your mouth closed or whatever else. Misophonia is a surprisingly common thing that people always bring up.
I just think like the ability to like not be mean, but just bring up things. Because like I just think
like not being scared to bring it up.
People are so busy with other stuff that like, that might be a change for some people, like for in some situation might be a really easy change, and like instead of like telling them about it, you spend like, I don't know, I just know people who like will then like go around it, and you know what I mean, and just get more and more annoyed by the thing that they're that's annoying them, and like that person could just be oblivious to it, you know, because like people aren't mind readers, and you know, despite what you think, people are thinking about themselves usually. Like they're in their own world. Everyone's in their own world, so like until you bring it up, it won't be something they think about, you know what I mean? So I suppose that's it. Yeah, this is like a concept that I feel like I've thought about a lot in the last 2 years.
Gee, I wonder why.
I've thought about it in the last couple months, but nice. But now, just whatever reason, the inspiration came to me. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's because I had a confrontation with a student today in class, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yep.
Where I didn't handle it properly, but and the student went full flight mode. I just want to get away, like at the bell. But I'm like, no, I need to tell you that I didn't handle this wrong, and it's my fault. And I need to tell you this before you run away because you are afraid of confrontation, and I want to take responsibility. So that was funny. Yep. So there you go. Maybe that was an inspiration. All right, everyone. Have a good one. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.